Hello. Hi, how's it going? Great, great.
Hi, Dave. Hi, I'm good. How are you? Oh, you can't see me. This is
I can't.
the voice call.
Okay, yeah, you want me to turn my is the quality better if I turn my video off?
I'm going to record the voice, so it doesn't matter. As long as you're comfortable, I'm fine either way.
Okay, I'll turn the video off because it might make the quality better if I'm not streaming video at the same time.
All right, perfect.
Cool. Cool.
All right.
Sweet.
First of all, hi. Let me introduce myself. I'm Cho from behalf of the MHF magazine. Thank you for taking the time to do this interview with me.
Thank you for having me.
Perfect. We're happy to have you. I have a few, if you could, kind of questions for you. So,
Okay.
if you're ready, I'll jump straight into the questions.
Let's roll.
All right. Perfect. Question number one. If you could change one thing about the music industry, what would that be?
I would probably have it be that bands got paid a much higher royalty rate for streaming. Streaming obviously isn't going to go away, so it's here to stay. I think what we can change now, whether it's through legislation or unionizing kind of things, banding together would be getting a higher rate per stream for musicians.
Right. Question
Because
number two.
like right now you're getting like 0.0001 like 1 cent on the dollar for like a lot of those like streams. So it's just like, I was actually doing the math like a few days ago. It's like the way the current industry is like. I think like 1,500 streams equals one album sale. So like, if you stream a million, if you stream a song a million times, it still only equates to like under 700 records sold or something like that. It's like 650 records sold or whatever. So that
Right,
obviously,
yeah. Sadly,
is crazy.
that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. If you could have one artist stop by your house and perform, who would that be?
Let's go with Slayer tour.
Wow, perfect. Excellent choice. Question number three. If you could switch to any other instrument, which one would you go to?
And be like really good at
Well, that's up to you.
it? Okay, let's say. It's a tie between like piano and drums.
Wow, all right. Question number four. If you could have the entire world remember one thing about you, what would that be?
That I was a forward-thinking musician.
Perfect. I think we already have that. That's for granted. Question number five. If you could have everything in your career calculated, would you go for it, or would you prefer to take risks? Do you enjoy taking risks?
Yeah, I think being in the music industry in general is taking a risk, especially in today's day and age. So I think I've made my choice.
So you do enjoy taking risks, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's part of, you have to be, it's a combination, right? You can't just like, take every, you have to like weigh the cost benefit of anything that you do, right? But at the same time, if you play things too safely, then, like no risk, no reward, right? So sometimes you have to take a risk, but other times people are too risky, right? They're like too frivolous with how they spend their money or this or that, like on different projects, and then things end up like tanking. So I would say it's like for me, like I'm a pragmatic risk taker, I guess you could say.
Right, so you're trying to find the perfect balance, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Question number six. If you could summon one person from the dead, who would that be?
And I could hang out with them?
Yeah, sure, why not?
John Coltrane.
Wow, yeah, perfect. Number seven. If you could have a superpower, what would that be?
Let's go with flight. Yeah, like Superman style flight.
Hmm, interesting. Question number 8. If you could choose only one tattoo artist to do all of your tats for the rest of your life, who would that be?
Tom Strom.
All right. These are all the if you could type of questions. Okay. So can you please tell us everything we need to know about your upcoming plans with the band, tour dates, new releases, and so on?
Sure. So The Outer Ones is our 7th full-length record that's going to come out September 28th. We're very excited about it. We've got a few tours lined up in support of that, so we're going to be going out doing like a North American, U.S. and Canadian run with Exhumed, Rivers of Nile, and Yautja. Very excited for that. We haven't headlined in a little bit across the state, so we're looking forward to getting back on the road. And then we're going to be doing our first headliner ever over in Europe. We've headlined certain shows before over there, but this will be our first time actually like headlining like a full tour.
Yeah.
So that's going to be with Archspire, Surreption, and also with Rivers of Nile as well joining us. So that's like a total, you know, tech death, extravaganza. So we're looking forward to that one. And then we're also going to be playing in Bogota, Colombia for the first time with the Metal Gods, Judas Priest. That'll be part of Knot Fest, yeah, so it's going to be, the Knot Fest lineup is looking great. It's Judas Priest and Halloween and Creator and Arch Enemy and our friends in Iron Reagan and Goat Whore. So yeah, I'm very, very much looking forward to going down to South America as well. Pretty early on in the cycle too, I think it's like in October when that happens.
Wow, sounds very exciting.
Yeah, we're busy pretty much up until the new year, so.
Wow, perfect. We're looking forward to your new work and to catch you live, maybe.
Yes, yeah.
Perfect.
We can't wait to play the new songs live.
Right. So that's everything from me. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did.
Yes. Great interview. Thank you very much. It was nice to answer some different questions.
Great. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I'll talk to you soon, Dave. Bye. Cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye.